Philadelphia welcomes the First Continental Congress, September 9, 1774. On Friday last, the honorable delegates, how met in General Congress, were elegantly entertained by the gentlemen of this city. Having met at the City Tavern about 3 o'clock, they were conducted from thence to the State House by the managers of the entertainment, where they were received by a very large company composed of the clergy, such genteel strangers as happened to be in town, and a number of respectable citizens, making in the whole near 500. After dinner, the following toasts were drank, accompanied by music and a discharge of cannon. 1. The King. 2. The Queen. 3. The Duke of Gloucester. 4. The Prince of Wales and Royal Family. 5. Perpetual Union to the Colonies. 6. May the Colonies faithfully execute what the Congress shall wisely resolve. 7. The much injured town of Boston and province of Massachusetts Bay. 8. May Great Britain be just and America free. 9. No unconstitutional standing armies. 10. May the cloud which hangs over Great Britain and the colonies burst only on the heads of the present ministry. 11. May every American hand down to posterity pure and untainted liberty he has derived from his ancestors. 12. May no man enjoy freedom who has not spirit to defend it. 13. May the persecuted genius of liberty find a lasting asylum in America. 14. May British swords never be drawn in defense of tyranny. 15. The arts and manufactures of America. 16. Confusion to the authors of the Canada Bill. 17. The liberty of the press. 18. A happy reconciliation between Great Britain and her colonies on a constitutional ground. 19. The virtuous few in both houses of Parliament. 20. The City of London. 21. Lord Chatham. 22. Lord Camden. 23. Bishop of St. Asaph. 24. Duke of Richmond. 25. Sir George Saville. 26. Mr. Burke. 27. General Conway. 28. Mr. Dunning. 29. Mr. Sawbridge. 30. Dr. Franklin. 31. Mr. Delaney. 32. Mr. Hancock. The acclamations with which several of them were received not only testified the sense of the honor conferred by such worthy guests, but the fullest confidence in their wisdom and integrity, and a firm resolution to adopt and support such measures as they shall direct for the public good at this alarming crisis.